Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Alicia wanted me to get on the line, get you the details, and answer any questions you might have. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good, good. So I know that Alicia does a good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point, I mean, other than price?
No.
Okay, good. So obviously our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people who need your services will be able to pick up the phone and call you directly. You don't yet have a website, but do you have some of the photos, before and after photos, so we can build a website for you?
I do have a lot of those.
You do? Okay. And you're servicing the entire island of Kauai, right?
Yeah, everything but Kilauea, Princeville.
Okay, I gotcha. So this is designed to get your phone ringing. We'll stay away from, you know, the North Shore there, Kilauea, Princeville. But we'll do very targeted marketing everywhere else. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. You'll have all the content that they look for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, all of that content, almost 70 different directories, all of them talking about your services and your service area. All of them would link back to a website that we would create for you. We want you to have a website. You know, we want people to, who see you on the first page to see the work that you do and then have the good reasons to call you. Now, are you doing strictly residential, not looking for any commercial work at all?
I'll do whatever.
Okay.
Comes.
Okay. Good. Yeah, and you'll get a steady stream of phone calls. So, you know, the power of this listing is people don't always know who to call. And most people don't use the yellow pages. We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We Google it. And nine times out of ten, we're going to hire someone off of the first page of that search result. So you'll be getting calls directly from people who need your services. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. People will call you directly. Now, because your company is very new, you know, you qualify, you're less than 3 months old, you qualify for the website at no additional cost. We don't expect our very young businesses to already have a website, yet since our job is to get your phone ringing, we want to have that website for you. We want to earn your business, keep your phone ringing. You also qualify for reduced pricing off the normal cost of the service. The new business rate is going to save you 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would, in fact, bring your rate down from what would normally be $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. Now, the best part about it, you know, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it would only be that flat rate, and again, you're not paying for leads. I did want to ask you, though, about the Angie leads, because Alicia attached that here. I think she found it when she was looking for a website. That's a different service, of course. You pay for the lead whether you get the job or not with that. Are you using that service currently? Are you actively paying for
right
leads now,
right now? Right now, we're under dispute with each other.
Oh,
so
you are.
Mm. And actually, yeah, it's just the timing. It's been over 2 weeks that we're trying to figure out a time where I can speak to a manager. Yeah.
Oh, I hear you. I gotcha. And yeah, you're not the first person to have issues with that service, for sure. I know that a lot of business owners
on my computer and
I
can be home on my computer and I can talk to them about what charges and what leads they charge me too much for.
Yes. You're saying what so many business owners have said before. So much good money going after really nothing but bad leads. People who don't even pick up the phone or are only looking for estimates, that type of thing. Like I said, the hardest part about with that service, it's hard just to get somebody on the phone who's actually interested. So with our service, they call you, so you're not chasing them down, and they're only calling you directly and specifically after seeing your website. So they're calling you for a good reason. At that point, they're thinking, this guy does quality work. Look at those beautiful photos. I hope he's available. And they'll call you just about ready to hire you. You know, maybe a couple of questions.
I heard about you guys' services.
Yeah.
I did try to set something up, but
you did. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a comprehensive program to get you on that first page. I'm glad to be speaking with you also. It seems like the timing would be perfect for you. So it's not just for Google, of course. You'll be recognized and verified on Bing as well, the other major search engine. Any device that can access the Internet, whether it's a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even, with Internet access, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, the business is listed as Garden Island Home Repair Services, and it is an LLC. So my question for you, would you want the LLC to be included on the website, included in the branding of the business name? It's a personal choice whether you want to include it or leave it off.
Yeah, I'll include it.
Okay.
That's on paperwork.
Perfect. Yeah, I hear you. And it does look quite professional that way. We'll make sure that it's branded the same way everywhere across the board on all the directories and the Google and Bing listing, the website too. Now, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you, the 808-631-3371? Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message?
77.
Oh, is that what I said? I'm sorry.
3377.
Yeah. 3377. That's what I am looking at right there. And you can receive a text message there? Okay. Now,
when
someone fills out your contact form on your website, you'll get a text message and an email. Most of the time, they're just going to call you directly, of course. Residential clients will just hit the click the call feature and call you. There will be that contact form so they can tell you what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, of course, where they live. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message, you'll get an email. You'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still the flat rate. You're not paying extra for any of those leads. Anything they type into that lead form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So, again, you know how much work you're getting. You know where that work is coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Okay? Now, did you have any other questions for me? Yeah, absolutely. It's a comprehensive program to get you on that first page, but everything's pretty straightforward. The billing is as straightforward as it can get. A flat rate, it's $199. It only bills once a month for that exact amount. Now, if as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it will not only be linked to your contact form on the website, it'll be listed physically as well. If it's a personal email, they don't have to see it, we can hide it. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Right now it would be Jacinto, it would be my last name, J-A-C as in cat, I-N-T as in Tom, H-O, capital X, as in Xavier.
Okay.
5@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. And then when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we are trying to get out to you. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them. Phone and text would be good.
Phone and text? Okay, perfect. And then, how do you spell your first name?
B as in boy, L-A-I-N-E.
Okay, Blaine. And then I wanted to ask you, I know that you are service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you, so we're not promoting a physical address for your business anywhere online.
Yeah.
I did see a P.O. box. Now, Blaine, Google won't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. They need to know that you're active in the area, but they know that most service-based businesses are run from the home. They don't expect you to have a small office or a place where you see customers, so they wouldn't want to list any physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out and knock on your door. But other than the P.O. box could be a home address, where do you receive your mail?
But P.O. Box is the only place I receive
mail. Okay, that's the only place.
But I do have a physical a physical address.
Okay.
It's 9803 Pule Road, Waimea, Hawaii 96796. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do just a couple of things. One, I am going to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are actually going to include a website for you at no additional cost, that we're reducing the pricing, that we're actually even waiving your one-time setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, very straightforward, and then together we'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That is, in fact, to schedule a follow-up call, perhaps tomorrow, with one of our technicians so that we can get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all of that content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business? If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we'll also want to talk about the services that you provide. Now, other than that, I'll read that voice verification real quick here. It is recorded, but you can stop me, Blaine, if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a second here to get that set up. And then that first payment, it's just the $199 out the door. I'm going to waive the setup fee, that $99 setup fee that would normally attach to it here. I'll go ahead and I'll waive that setup fee, so it would just be $199 to get started. Now, is that initial payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Is it a Visa? Your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Yeah, my name and the business name.
Okay. Garden Island Home Repair Services, LLC. And then is there any middle initial or just first and last name for you on that card?
First and last name.
Okay.
It only says Garden Island Home Repair on top of my card.
Oh, on that card. On that card itself? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then, does that bill at the P.O. box then?
Yeah, that's the P.O. box.
That's the P.O. box for the billing address. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 4852-1600-0016-6523.
Okay. And then, Blaine, the expiration month and year?
It's 225.
2 of 25, and the last three digits on the back of that card?
635.
So I've got 635 on the back, February or 02 of 2025, the expiration. And then real quick, that card itself, sir, was that 4852-1600-0016-6523.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me get through that voice verification real quick here. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question. I'll get through it as quick as I can here without trying to be rude. Reads as follows. Let me set that up real quick. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance. Outline your service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?"
Garden Island Home Repair Services, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Blaine, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Blaine Jacinto, owner and handyman.
Okay. So as the owner and handyman of Garden Island Home Repair Services, LLC, Mr. Jacinto, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Blaine, for the billing information that you just gave me, the Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Then, of course, I just have to ask. And then, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people who need your services are able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, text messages, emails too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Blaine, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone when people are calling you, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Simply put, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We just want to know if you do, because we will make sure that all of your business information, including the LLC, stays accurate and consistent online. We will make sure that that information is accurate in the beginning, and we do audit that periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. And again, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, I did waive the initial setup fee. The website's included, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether today, will be charged today's date, the 17th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Now, that's both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which again means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come to you. Now, it does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up. Now, it is at will, which means if after the second payment, if you like, you can discontinue the service at any time for any reason. You can pause it too, no questions asked, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, something like that, you can pause the service by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Jacinto, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I agree. So in just a moment here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Let me just put you on a real brief hold. You might hear silence for a second while I get everything created for you here. 1 second, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So in a minute, you'll receive that confirmation email. If you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to get that information out to you now. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Now, you can reach a live client support Monday through Friday. That's going to actually be pretty early for you. It's 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hawaii time. We're actually here on the West Coast here in Southern California, 7 to 4. We have a lot of clients in the East Coast, so we try to manage our business day. But again, that's going to be 4 a.m. your time to 1 p.m. If you can't call us, you can email us 24/7. Of course, you can email the support team any day, any time. They will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information. Oh, and the support email is simply support@localsplash.com. So local like your local area, splash like a splash of water. support@localsplash.com. You'll get all of that information by way of email in a couple of minutes or about a minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that invoice or the link to the written terms and conditions by direct text message, depending on who your phone carrier is. You may even receive that message before you receive the email itself. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of those. You just got it? Okay. So if you open up the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions, everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, if you get the text message, it goes right where we need it to go, okay? But if you click on the invoice email, it's going to have the invoice below it, and then in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, it will open up where the text message goes automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we're providing here for you, the Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll mirror the content on Bing, all the directories.
I'm on the username.
You're way ahead of me. I appreciate that. But you don't have to worry about the username and password. The reason it's asking you for a username and password is this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now. If you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that your dashboard hasn't been created yet. The username is just the phone number, but just the number is the area code too, the 808, but no dashes or spaces. 808-631-3371, that's your username.
Okay.
When your client dashboard is activated, and again, we'll get it going with the client interview, that follow-up call, that's when we're going to send you your password so you can start activating it. Like I said, that's just the automated system thinking you're trying to do it now. Don't worry about that. So as far as the client interview availability tomorrow, we've got an early one at 5. It looks like the latest we can get to you would be pretty early, about 8 a.m. Would 8 o'clock be okay for you tomorrow? We're booked out towards the afternoon.
Is that 8 at my time?
That's Hawaii time. Yeah, that's 8 o'clock your time, 11
okay,
Pacific.
Okay, 8 would be good.
Okay. It'll be scheduled from 8 until 9. It's a one-hour window. The call takes half that time, so it gets you a few minutes after 8, gets you off the phone around 8:30, and that's, again, Hawaii time. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You'll get a reminder email at 7 just from our automated system telling you that the call is scheduled at 8. I'm also sending you a calendar invite to your email. And that calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. A lot of people do, though, and it's okay if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. It's got your username, which is, again, just the numbers of the phone number, your name, and then your official phone number. Any correspondence to the support email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then whatever you send can get forwarded out to the right department. Tomorrow, though, when you do the client interview, they will give you officially the photos at localsplash.com. So photos at localsplash.com. That's the email address directly for the photos department. But other than that, I appreciate your time. Sounds like perfect timing to get this going for you. We are pretty excited. Start thinking about some pictures that you might want to send us. But keep in mind the updating of the website is also included. Even if it's a new job that we send you, you can take new photos. We can add those photos later on down the line to the website. And there would never be an additional cost for us to do that. All right?
Okay. All right, Thank you, Lane.
Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your time. It will be someone else calling you from our client interview team tomorrow around 8 in the morning, Hawaii time.
Right on. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Mr. Jacinto. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Take care.
Great. Hello.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mahalo.